Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug McCormick's here. Douglas P. McCormick is the name on the book Family Inc., a brand new book out on how to use business principles to maximize your family's wealth. He's managing partner at HCI Equity Partners, and he's our new friend, Douglas McCormick. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You know, one of the things that's one of those things that people know but they never really think about much is how little we learn about financial matters, financial management in the curriculum of K through 12, especially, and even, you know, even in college. People graduate from college with great degrees and go into great jobs, and we've taught them nothing about how to manage their finances. That's really sad, isn't it?
It is sad, and you know, I think there are a couple scary trends. I think the importance of financial literacy is becoming increasingly important as young millennials will have 10 jobs over a career, and they're likely to have a much longer retirement just given how long people are living.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of the reasons I wrote the book is my own personal experience. I have always been interested in investing and personal finance. Went through high school, did a Bachelor of Science in Economics at West Point, and ultimately went back to business school at Harvard. And when I graduated at 29, after all that education, I still had never had a personal finance class.
Wow.
And so I've been trying to figure it out for the last 20 years as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are nodding their head all over the place out there. So you've got an idea. Your approach to this is to turn your think of your family the way you think of a business, the way a business operates, right?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges in the advisory community for personal finance and investments is a lot of people look at it as solving problems with products. So you solve an insurance problem with a certain type of insurance or investments or retirement, and no one was able to, for me at least, effectively communicate how all these decisions fit together. And I think the interesting thing about the book, the way it's presented, is it allows the reader to connect how their investments in education and career choices impact their risk profile for investments and insurance and retirement. And so I think it's a really powerful framework. And essentially what I'm arguing is that every family can look at themselves as a small business, and every family owns two primary assets. They own their labor, and they own their capital, mm-hmm. Their financial capital. And the business is to convert your labor into capital such that when it comes time to retire and you depleted all your labor, you've got enough capital to serve you.
So you're asking people to be more analytical about their job search, about their career, than most of us are. I mean, a lot of people are saying, "Look, I just need a job." You're asking me to do an analysis on what my labor ROI is going to be, and make sure that I maximize that. When maybe some people are just looking for a job. What do you think about that? What would you say to those people?
I think I appreciate the challenge. I think there's always a tension between, maximizing your opportunity today and also maximizing your opportunity in the long run. What I know for sure is that for most families in America, the biggest asset they have is their labor. And the surest path to financial security is investing in yourself through education and entrepreneurship. And, I didn't say this was easy. I just said it's
right.
Effective.
Give us an example of how you would go about being more analytical in a job search or in a career path.
Well, I think a common pitfall is that people maximize like their income in this in a particular year in the present, and not think about what the long term trajectory are. So in my book, I give about 15 principles that are recommendations for how people should manage their career. But it's things like focus on functions as opposed to industries. So what I mean by that is, if you have expertise in financial management or human resources or information technology or supply chain management, that's a skill set that you can apply in any industry mm-hmm. over a 50-year career. On the contrary, if you decide you want to be an airline pilot, that can be a really interesting job. But if things happen badly in the airline industry, really hard to take those skills mm-hmm. and put them somewhere else. So that's an example. Another example is, focus on the prospects of the business, because you're really kind of hitching your wagon to that company for a period of time. And if the business is growing, that not only creates more opportunity for you to grow with the business and get greater right. responsibility, but also improves the chances of you acquiring real wealth.
And not only the business, but the industry too, right?
Absolutely.
The sector. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is, and I generally am a believer when you think about industry, think about growing and think about big. Big is better because you can take your skills and your knowledge of that industry and apply it to other companies if you find that your company situation is not working well.
When my daughter was coming up in high school, and she wanted to be a veterinarian, then she wanted to be a pharmacist, then she wanted to be a physical therapist. She went through that whole thing. And I said, before she got to college, I said, honey, I think you're moving in the right direction. I don't think you should worry about what you want to become. But I think you're doing the right thing, though, by focusing on what I call the healthcare quadrant. I said, if you get a healthcare education, if you work 1 hour part-time, you'll receive a professional wage for that 1 hour. And she wound up being a nurse. My point was, stay in the sector that's got a future, and I felt like healthcare did.
Yeah, I totally agree. A lot of people always say, hey, Doug, you have an interesting concept, but you can't manage your family like a business. A business is, kind of very objective and cold-hearted, and it doesn't take into...
Well, that's like saying we can't make choices, isn't it?
It is. And my big pitch is, I want you to do what you like. I don't want you to do what you're passionate about, but make sure you do it with your eyes wide open. And if
right.
you're pursuing a career that doesn't have good financial prospects,
right.
then at least be comfortable with that when you go into that decision.
Well said. I need your website quickly, Douglas.
FamilyInc.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Family Inc. That's the name of the new book by Douglas P. McCormick. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.